Blackstone Audio presents Calling Death by Jonathan Mayberry. This book is read by Tom Weiner.
"It weren't the wind,"
said Granny Adkins. The young man perched on the edge of the other rocker, head tilted to lift one ear like a startled bird, listening to the sound. He was stick-thin and beaky-nosed, and Granny thought he looked like a heron, the way they looked when they were ready to take sudden flight.
"Are you sure?"
"Sure as maybe,"
said Granny, nodding out to the darkness.
"The wind fair howls when it comes across the top of Bald Rise. Howls like the devil himself."
"Sounds like a howl to me," said the young man. "What else could you call it?" Granny sucked in a lungful of smoke from her Pall Mall, held it inside for a five count, and then stuck out her lower lip to exhale in a vertical line up past her face. She didn't like to blow smoke on guests, and there was a breeze blowing toward the house. A chime made from old bent forks and chicken bones stirred and tinkled. She squinted with her one good eye, the blue one, not the one that had gone milky white when a wasp stung her there 40 years back, and considered how she wanted to answer the young man. Before she spoke, the sound came again, low, distant, plaintive. She left her initial response unspoken for a moment, as they sat in the dark and listened.
"There," she said softly. "You hear it?"
"Yes, but it still sounds like a—"
"No, son, that ain't what I meant. Can you hear the sound? The moan?"
"Yes,"
he said, leaning into the wind, tilting one ear directly into its path.
"Now,"
said Granny,
"can you hear the wind, too?"
"I—" he began, but let his voice trip.